I know there's some kind of kindred spirit shit going on, dog. I'm just letting you know.
I'm beautiful.
No, I've just known that before. Someone who will smoke the end of the joint, yeah. I respect that, dude. You respect your weed. Weed is weed.
It's for the community. It's for the people.
Yeah.
This is for the people. You're doing that.
Cloudmakers is for the children.
This is a service.
Yo, that's why I wore that scarf last night. Like, yeah. I felt like old dirty bastard. Oh, dude.
You felt like an old dirty bastard?
Yeah. Old dirty bastard when he wore it, when he crashed the fucking Grammy and shit. Here, sit down.
John May's gonna. He's gonna get his back.
There we go. Hey, so you guys feel okay about the fact that you just had a super fascinating conversation? We didn't record any of it.
It's fine.
I mean, it's probably good for all of our careers. Ugh. Let's just be honest. Probably don't want any of that shit out there.
It might have been one of those situations where we all feel really smart when we're in the room.
I'm trying to get that Nike money, baby.
Hey, DPs are always a weird conversation. We think we're all smart when we're in the room, and the next morning we listen to it, we're like, whoa, what the fuck were we talking about?
You guys are fucking
idiots. Jeez. All right, well... Now that we have a very boring banter thing, I
Tony,
guess we can start the show.
Wait, I want Tony to check his mic really quick.
Check. 1, 2.
What?
Come on. Excellent.
Come on.
Fuck you.
This feels scared.
I can't wait till this one breaks down.
Okay. Hold the mic a little bit closer.
I need like you that? To be like this, kind of like.
Like this?
Perfect. Okay. That's perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah.
Whose lips been on here?
Ooh.
If those are fresh. Talk. Fresh.
The one that's got a hole in it is fresh?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Our production value keeps dropping every year.
Tell me about it.
I hope that Nike money shows up one of these days.
Yeah. We're good.
We're good?
We're 100%
good. Should we start the show?
Yeah, let's start the show.
All right. Wait, hold on. Did I go one-sided for a second? Nope.
No.
I'm back. Okay. Right. Down, flush, toilet.
Because I know that he's heard the show and he's been waiting to. That was going to be his one thing. Like, I just got to do that one thing.
Good. I just don't drop the mic, whatever
See,
you do.
I think he's trolling us.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, welcome to another highly prepared episode of the Crappy Awesome Podcast. We are your hosts, the Diego Brown Project. I am Mr. Arash, even though nobody calls me Mr. And with me is Kill C-Ray, even though we'll just call him Chris.
Hey, yo.
We're, of course, brought to you by Platform Collection. Make sure you go over to platformcollection.com and check out all the videos and music. And trust me, there's content on there. And you'll spend many hours observing it and listening to it and reading it. And while you're there, check out our sibling podcasts. There's Culture Sessions, hosted by Melathion Archive and produced by Spock Beats.
Spock Beats.
The 2MX Hologram Podcast, going long and strong and hard and covered.
And covered.
Covered. It's great. Go listen to that.
Half as long, twice as strong. Woo! Just gave him another one.
Half as long, twice as strong.
2MX, you owe me for that one, too.
That's great.
That's the second one I gave him. There's
Proof of Life Radio and Status Escalate. Two different shows hosted by the same superstar, Khali.
Yeah.
That's you sound doubtful about that.
No, I'm with it.
There's Life on the Road, hosted by 60 East.
Really, though? Really, though?
With Cookbook of L.A. Symphony. Orchestrated, hosted by Noah James and Lisa J.
Yeah.
Who have their own podcast network, by the way. You should go check that out as well.
Yeah, they got wrestling shows.
We won't give you the address, though.
A woman's show.
There's a woman's show?
Yeah, there's a woman's wave.
So it's like the total opposite of today's show because there's a bunch of dudes in the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Testosterone-filled day.
We should do a woman's show episode where we invite nothing but dudes.
Wait, hold on. By the way, for all of you guys who want to become rappers,
yeah.
There's a room full of rappers and there's no girls here at all.
like always.
I'm just pointing that out. So
what else is new?
Rethink it. There's no more room at the inn.
And of course, the Ghetto Blaster podcast hosted by Ricochet.
Yeah.
Speaking of, it's all a bunch of dude hosts too.
Yeah.
We need to get some more women.
We've been trying, man.
I know. We had like two and they left.
Yeah.
2MX Hologram Radio. Make sure you tune into that. You can find links to that over at platformcollection.com. And TuneIn Radio is definitely the go-to, I want to use a different word than platform.
It's a channel,
website.
It's an app, man.
App. All right. That's the best way to listen to Mex Hologram Radio. Make sure you go check that out. All that information is over at platformcollection.com. Follow us on Instagram at Platform Collection. It's one word, all spelled out. And on Twitter at Platform Collect Notion. With Notion. Shout out to Tor Project. It's an open source privacy platform. They do amazing shit. Because if you want to watch your porn and not have your grandma find out about it, that's
If you need to send a dick pic, you need that shit to be super safe.
Dick pics. Super, super uncomfortable.
I mean, I want to, we like all audiences.
Yeah, that's true.
We're fair.
Dude, it's totally okay if your grandma wants
a dick pic.
Yeah.
I would be hyped if my grandma was like, yo, I need to give me some dick pics.
Yo, no joke.
I mean, she's like, she's at that point in her life, she gives zero fucks.
I did meet this, like, swinger type woman recently. And I think like her Instagram is like something grandma, but she's been hitting me up pretty strong.
Sick
to hook up.
What's her name and address?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about hooking up with a grandma, but I guess I'm getting to that age.
Oh man, you got to do that.
I'm sure I've done it enough. Yeah, you don't know about it.
You have to taste all the fruit on the trees.
It's true.
And there goes the last of our female listeners.
All three of them are gone.
Okay.
No, I'm a fan.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Word.
And I'll report back.
Okay.
Burner Podcast, that is not on Platform Collection. That's over at burnerpodcast.com. It is hosted by yours truly, and it covers the Burning Man community and culture, the longest running audio show in that realm.
Yep.
Tell them about Stitcher and iTunes and Spreaker and all that.
Yeah, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, or Spreaker.
Spreaker.
Go over to platformcollection.com. You can hear every episode. Muds, if you're going to do that during the entire show.
What's he doing?
You're going to have to sit on the other side. God damn it.
Is he farting?
No, because he knows the show, so he knows our timing. And he's putting his hands when we're saying words. And I,
I don't know.
He's throwing me off over here. Anyways, guys, thank you so much.
At this point, Chris is going to get high and start talking a lot about the industry.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And then Arash is going to find a way to not talk about your blah.
And then inevitably DMT.
Yeah, at some point brings up.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for supporting. The numbers keep growing because of you guys. Tumex Hologram Radio, man, go over there. There's a bunch of shows. We have shows from the East Coast, West Coast, the Midwest. It's looking really good over at Tumex Hologram Radio. And plus, I guarantee you this. There literally is no other radio station like this, period. It is what radio should be. It's completely free form when it comes to the people that are creating the shows. Mm. But here's that thing, Arash, that still can happen on Tumex Hologram Radio at any moment because we've taught them how to do this.
Yeah.
Tumex could just pop up live and start doing a show or a concert or talk.
Wow.
That can happen at any moment on Tumex Hologram Radio. So at least go there for that.
I'm glad I don't have that tool at my disposal.
No, because you'd be doing it all the time, right?
Dangerous. Yeah.
I could see myself doing that all the time.
Oh, my God.
But he's got the key. He can do it. So tune in for that. And trust me, he thanks you for the support, too. You see how much time he puts into the show. Mm. He's really trying to give a platform to artists who would not normally get radio play and give it to them in a quality of what they should expect.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's what's up.
Yo, man. So we got...
We have like a fuck ton of guests.
So I'm super surprised, guys, first of all, that...
They were able to get their shit together?
Yeah, yo, this is how I know, no bullshit, this is how I know you guys are, you must be doing good work, because I was like, man, this is either going to be like super dope, or it's going to be a shit show, like, because I'm like, there's a lot of motherfuckers there.
It can be both.
Yeah, it could go any way.
Yeah.
But nah, man, you guys, thank you for the hospitality, first of all, Tony.
For sure.
It's amazing. Yeah. They've had us here. They've hosted. We just did Self-Provoke, so if you listened to that last week, it was here as
That's
well.
That's why Gadzooks was on for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the show was Self-Provoke.
Then he appeared in the
future. More seconds coming, don't worry. Yeah.
He's a time traveler.
Gadzooks the hype man for two seconds.
Random.
Yeah.
We should do that. We should have other names
just
that the audience are familiar with. Yeah. And they'll talk for like one sentence and then not even mention them again for the rest of the show.
Just when they ask us about him, be like, what do you mean?
What are you talking about?
No, he wasn't on the show.
No, Jay-Z wasn't here.
That'll be at least another listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. It's a good scheme.
We'll start putting Easter eggs in episodes.
Stay Illuminated is in the house.
That's what's up.
So, okay, so we need... Somebody needs to explain to me what Stay Illuminated is. So who's
Chris has no idea.
We who's willing to do that?
That's Tony. That's why he's getting all frustrated.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I started the brand with...
a person like from the industry that I like I'm a fan of AWOL One and you know, other Project Load guys.
Yeah.
And I just hit him up and on the email and just like, oh, I want to do a shirt for you. There was a void.
Wait, like a cold hit up?
Yeah,
you didn't know him at all?
A cold email. On it was an Earthlink email, put it that way.
Oh, wow.
That long ago.
I was going to say, when was it?
It was AWOL1 at earthlink.net.
Whoa. You just gave away his email address, by the way.
It's fine.
We'll edit that out. Don't worry.
No. Who cares? He doesn't have that anymore.
Yeah.
But anyways. But
is he on net zero?
Man, it was a long time ago.
Okay, wait. Let's back up, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what got you to the point where you even felt like you wanted to do anything? Like as far as, like, in this business? This isn't like a business you pick where you're like, this is a sure thing.
Well, my thing is I didn't care about making money. I just wanted to see whatever I do on a shirt I'm a fan of the guy.
Yeah.
I wanted to see on the stage.
Yeah.
And that was AWOL 1 and 2MAX and Cinco, Colin Cinco.
Yeah.
And I hit.
And that was just the goal. I just want to get a shirt on them.
That was a goal.
Yeah.
I made like 100 shirts and I dropped them off at the CV Shack.
Yeah.
Which is Riddler.
Yeah.
All those guys.
Yeah.
I just dropped them off and they just all wore them and. And then next thing you know, Cinco, 2MAX, and calling to make shirts for them.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
So at that point, when you start, like, you start getting calls, right? Because first, you got to be stoked that you just got your goal, right?
Yeah.
Like, you were like,
I didn't care. Yeah. Okay, cool.
They're wearing my shit. Did you have any concept of what, like, a brand was?
No.
Okay. So now they're calling you and they're saying, make me shirts. Even at that point, are you like, I just make shirts, I guess? Like, it's not a brand. There's no advertising.
Nope, there was no... I had a brand. It was, like, I said Shirts Hunted. I just tagged something on there. You know, like, but then I made Illuminate, which was... Well, that's fast-forwarding.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was...
We're almost there.
Yeah. I started doing the Shirts Hunted thing. I just wanted to see my... Whatever I designed on a shirt.
Yeah.
What the guys I'm a fan of wearing on stage.
Yeah.
And then 2MAX was like, oh, you should make a brand.
I'm like, fucking 2MAX.
Yeah.
What was the original
coming
design?
To my world.
Yeah.
What was that first design?
It was just my tag. I just did a tag, Sirs Hunted.
Yeah.
Sirs meaning the Sirs the MCs and the Hunted part meaning underground.
Yeah.
It was fucking stupid. Whatever.
Well, it was fucking stupid. It got here. But it worked.
Whatever.
I mean, okay, so this is what I'm saying. Like, I know you're saying it because this is probably just the way he thinks. You know what I mean? Like, that isn't normal. Like, for people who are not, like, successful, they don't understand, like, how you just do something. Like, you have to just
do it. Who gave you permission to do that?
My thing was just do it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't ask, like, oh, what about with the trademarks? I didn't care. You know, I wasn't like all, well, what if I get sued?
Why clothing? Just because you knew that's what they would wear?
My thing, I grew up skateboarding, and I knew the whole skateboarding marketing thing. That's kind of how the base of the brand. You have a team, and you see the team, you have the elite guys that are the best what they do. And
the main ones that are being sponsored, pretty much.
The sponsors. You know, when you see somebody that you like or you're a fan of, oh, he's wearing, say, Illuminate, whatever. That's what I base my brand off is skateboarding marketing.
Is that model different than what we were seeing in hip-hop at that time?
Yeah, well, I think when I first started, there was a void in hip-hop shirts. Mm-hmm. And, like, the guys marketing themselves, like, oh, AWOL. That's why I told AWOL1, you should make shirts. And he's like, you should make shirts, like, with AWOL1.
Responsible for that.
Okay. Yeah. it was 1999.
Yeah.
And I hit AWOL. I was like, you should do a shirt. And I'll put my tag on it. Long as your logo's there, you see my logo. That's
like
all
a collaboration.
And I'll pay for the shirts. And you go to on tour, and you sell them.
Wow.
I don't care.
Okay. Wow.
And like you can keep the fucking money because I love your music.
And hip hop wasn't doing that at that time. Like they were just creating a shirt only with their design.
Well, back then I tried to hit up a couple of artists, but I think they thought I was just a fanboy. I was a fanboy.
Yeah.
But they weren't fucking with me.
Yeah.
You know, because they thought I was...
What were you a fan of?
Get away from us, nerd.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they did. They tried to fuck with me, and I was trying to fuck with them. They're like, oh, well, why'd you have to wear your shit? I'm like, you don't. you fucking don't. You know?
Yeah.
No, there was one time I was at the CV Shack, and I was like, I had a, like it was a meeting.
Yeah.
And I was like doing a presentation of my stuff. And it was Peace, Riddler, Nigga Fish, Rifleman, and Pterodactyl, and even AC Alone was there.
Yeah. Wait, how did you get the meeting?
Well, I just I found out where Rifle where they recorded it. I found out it was on a 82nd and
Harmony. Okay, so you were stalking them for a minute. Yes, okay.
Yeah, I did.
And then
I dropped the shirts off, and then I was like, well, let me talk to you guys. And like, okay.
You were ready to do a presentation.
Yeah.
Like, here's my presentation.
Oh, yeah.
You have a PowerPoint?
That's fucking dope.
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But my thing back then was just trying to build a branding, whatever else. I didn't know what else. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't even have a company name.
Right, right.
You know? I was just trying to make them a part of what I wanted to do, and they weren't feeling it.
Yeah.
They were not feeling it. And I was like, okay, like, they thought I was trying to take advantage of them.
Yeah.
Right, which was
fair.
It's common. Fair. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of skateboard people, pros and shit, like, oh, well, my name's on it. Why the fuck should I make money off it? But I know that industry too. So,
and plus, that is for people who don't know, that is a game, right? We've all dealt with people wanting to give you free shit.
Yeah,
it's never free,
dude.
It's never really free.
The thing is like when I stopped doing that shit.
Yeah,
when you give you do that the first year, you give shit away. That's how you build your the momentum up. You know, with whatever. But once after a while, it's like, dude, that fool gives away everything.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, so it's too easy to get.
So just to clarify, so then the way you were. What you were proposing was that you're going to create the shirt. You're going to produce the shirt.
Yeah.
Your design, your brand is going to go on it, and their original design also goes on it. So you're basically fronting the business side of it, so you can have a canvas.
I was doing a distribution.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like you have a logo already, and if I had something, I used to mess around with whatever, but just if I did something original, I try to pitch it to them.
Yeah.
And
you were designing like on Adobe Illustrator.
Yeah, Illustrator, a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I used
Cork.
It was horrible, Express, and Visa True would probably hit me in the face.
Yeah.
You know? But it was horrible shit, but that's how I started, and most of the stuff, it was my original tag, but yeah, I tried to base my brand off skateboarding marketing.
Yeah. So your formula was pretty much matching up the art, you were providing the canvas and the feel, and then the artist would contribute their art.
It's like just wear my shirt, and people see it, and that's it. There's no like,
which is weird. I mean, here's the thing that's weird about that, because that is for a lot of people, especially in hip hop, unfortunately, because we don't get educated on these types of things. That is a normal way of doing business in the business world. Like that is how sponsorships work. That's how partnerships work. And in hip hop, I know there's always like a knee-jerk reaction when somebody comes at you like, hey, we're going to, I don't know, put your face on this thing. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
And that's not always the first question you should ask. Like, the first question you should ask is whether or not this makes sense. Like, does this make sense?
For both of the parties.
Yeah. Is what they're asking of me something I should be doing anyways? Should I already be advertising myself? Should I be partnering with a brand?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine. I can't imagine at that time that was so foreign.
Oh yeah, there was a void at that time. That kind of sponsorship, there was a void.
Yeah,
and people were just scared. They're like, oh, what the fuck? He wants something from me.
Yeah.
He wants money from my. Yeah. Well, I don't want money. I just want you to wear my shirt.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, it's mutual growth.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to do, but I don't know.
So that presentation, you said how long is the presentation?
Oh man, the presentation.
Did you write on the chalkboard? You're like, yeah. I am Mr. Tony.
Three lines under.
Yeah, Tony. No, it was fucking nerve wracking because you know a fucking room full of rapper guys that I'm a fan of, and
even
like fucking AC Alone and
legends.
You know, that I still listen to now.
And you're an admitted fanboy at that time.
I was a fucking fanboy like crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I just started talking.
Fuck, that takes balls, bro.
And,
I gotta admit, that takes fucking balls.
But I'm still nervous, even whatever now.
Yeah.
In front of those guys, I was like super nervous.
Yeah.
And I was trying to propose, like, well, you wear my stuff, and when you go on tour, you just rock sell my it. Stuff, and if you want to sell it, you can sell it, and if you want to keep half of it, and just give me $2.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm. You give me $2, yeah. And then we'll...
Basically, production costs.
Production costs.
Yeah.
Because that's it.
Yeah, and you're getting a free product.
But you know what? I think it was too much work for them. They didn't fucking feel it. And who knows, but...
Well, it's also having an understanding of even how that type of marketing even works.
Well,
that was new to hip hop.
That was new.
Yeah.
I mean, I was working at a skate shop back then, and what pumped me up more was when my friends hit me up, like, oh, I saw Peace wear one of your shirts.
Oh, wow.
So that kind of like, oh, that shit's dope. Okay. I'm going to start doing more.
So, okay, let's go back one more step. Why hip hop? Like, what brought hip hop into your life?
Hip hop, I mean, I started listening to hip hop when... I don't know. I was like 10, 9.
Yeah.
But I did like punk, and I did like, I pretty much like everything, you know? Just,
yeah. But I mean, you're surrounded by hip hop.
Well, yeah. I mean, surrounded by hip hop. But I mean, I grew up listening to, like Minor Threat, Bad Brains, and I still listen to that. Like, if it's by myself in my car, I listen to punk, mostly punk or talk radio.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Or podcasts.
Yeah.
But if I have friends in the car, it depends who's in the car, because they hate my music, because, you know, Wino hates what I fucking play.
Hey, wait, can I ask, like, the group, is Tony, like, is Tony constantly checking on everybody? Is he, like, what role does he play? Like, Beezer Tree's on a mic right now. Tree's here. What is the role you feel he plays within the group of, like, even just socially friends? Like, what is he? What's the role he takes?
He's definitely the babysitter.
Yeah.
Hey, shouts out to Tony, bro. It's so provoked. This motherfucker opened up so many connections for me in the fucking clothing world. Shouts out to my boy Tony. Stay illuminated all fucking day.
Yeah.
Real shit. But he's still the babysitter. Just
did a drop with his mouth full. Mouthful of chicken. Just do a drop real quick.
Nah, Tony, the king of mastering shit. Like, he gets everything. He puts it all together.
He
saw that shit happen. This person needs to do this thing. This person needs to do this thing. So on and so forth.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a good...
he's the producer, right? He's like the production manager.
Yeah, he's real good at it, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we know, because we have a Tony, too. His name's Eddie.
Yeah. And, I know.
No, you guys are identical.
Eddie, you know what? Eddie, I knew Eddie was one of me when he said, hey, I'm not going to be there, but... These guys are in front of your house.
Yeah.
That's me. That's what I do. I'm like, why not? Your Uber's there.
I think I got that same text when I went to go do the podcast with you guys before.
I think you told
us that. I got the Eddie text where it was like, hey, yo. You're at the right spot.
Yeah, I'm
not there.
It's like, cameras or something like that. I'm like, all right. And I like that. I respect
Turn
that.
Turn your left.
I
no, your other
that.
Left.
Yeah, I mean, there's
he's an entity.
Yeah, he is, dude.
I mean, I like that shit.
The thing is, like, a lot of people don't understand, like, with Eddie, has made so many things happen behind the scenes, like for a
like
lot
that.
Of people.
Yeah,
and like he's just not in it for like any of the reasons that we are all in it for. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I didn't
lay our emotions out and like.
I didn't even think about it, but they are the same people.
They're the same
people. He is definitely that guy. He's like, I don't want to do the podcast. I want you guys all. That's why we're all here.
Yeah.
Because Tony's like, everybody please come so I don't have to speak on this. Real shit. He does not want to be talking. So props to Tony already.
Props to Tony,
dude. Yeah, so like he's a background.
Yeah.
Fan. Liz is very exclusive, I would say, on the norm. Like
so,
very different for him.
So music comes into your life.
Yeah.
You and obviously so what leads you from that group of artists that you were pursuing to like the new incarnation with Stay Illuminated?
Well, I started Stay Illuminated with by myself first, and then I got a partner. But then I started with the Kid Presentable.
Okay.
Happy like the flowers that go straight into my lungs. So hot I might as well be walking on the sun. My sneakers burning the trail. I'm bobbing, weaving suckers, hoping that I fall and I fail. I grab the bull by the tail of the horns. Y'all won't see me when I'm gone, cause I'm light years ahead of y'all. I put that on my firstborn. Rare form, got that Cali herb to thank. Cause the weather's always perfect for some posy vibes and dang.
The sun is shining, my mind is finding. I'm alive, but by design I brought the rhyme. You got the time, I thought that we should get the flying. Up in the clouds to get that bird's eye view. From where we took off, you can still smell that sweet perfume. These summer days in California just don't add up. We all see the same sunrise from different ladders. Take note of all the patterns so dope. It leaves you flattered. Our matter of fact runs louder than all these overdramatics.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt, pass it. Take a puff, hash your stuff, careful when you hash it.
Yeah.
Far from smashing on the 605, a slow drive, but still manage to make it in time to hit the high five. And that slap coincides with when I get high. One out of many signs in life of mine to grab the damn pipe.
Yeah.
Then stay winning by your landslide, I'll take flight. Certain it's green around my side.
Hey, yo, I'm in it for the long haul. Fuck the heat, truck is steez out on the road. Sleep inside the cabin, sometimes I be calling at your home. Still a throne, flesh and bone. Everything I got in this walk amongst the flames of LA, early apocalypse. Head is heavy, shoulders weighted, heart has been obliterated. Feet been worn from walking circles round the unsophisticated. Turn ahead, break your necks, look ahead, they looking back. Looking like living in this heat has got its benefits. Cause all we spit,
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 all we spit.
How did that
happen? He hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I listened to his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's here, by the way. He slid
in my DMs.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what's your name?
All right, so this is what happened. I legit hit him up like, yo, your shirts are dope. Like, you know, let's. I'm in a crew called Cloudmakers.
Yeah.
We need some sponsorship. Like, yo, I got something I can offer you. You can offer me something.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
Was that a role you were playing for? Like,
no,
was that kind of just a role?
Absolutely not.
No?
He hit me up and he was like, oh, well, I need a sponsor.
Yeah.
And then I kind of like, I loved his music,
yeah.
His Future Diamonds. That I love that album. It
yeah.
was
oh,
dope. And then I kind of researched what he was a part of, the Cloudmakers.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck, these fools are fucking dope too. And
there's the formula. You see it, bro. You saw it right away.
That was the
right?
I was like, you know what? These fools want something.
Yeah.
These guys, they want to grow. They want to do something other than think people are trying to take advantage of them.
Yeah. They're more open to the ideas.
And I'm not even talking about making money. I'm talking about just expanding and just grow and just and just do something other than fucking 9-to-5 jobs.
Yeah.
Just do something other, like just
you found like your other entrepreneur.
Yeah, just something just to make you happy and just to do something that you that makes you feel good and like making money is good too, but you know, but I think that's more important too.
Do you picture yourself like has it always been the vision to not work for anybody? Like I don't want to work for people.
Yeah, I mean,
where does that come from in your family? Was your family like that? Was your dad like that?
My family is opposite of that.
Yeah.
My family was, I'm like the first.
Where are they from?
My dad's from Mexicali and my mom's from Guadalajara.
Okay. And when did they come here?
I'm the first generation here.
You're the first generation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My family is there. They don't believe in starting a business there. They don't.
Yeah. Cause they want
risk
safety.
Takers.
Right. Yeah.
They just want to work and that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's,
that whole generation is like that.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, but I'm different. So
yes. Okay. So when they do, I always ask people this: like, do they get it?
No.
Like, when your parents look at it, are they like, "That's high"? Are they like, "What the fuck is my son doing?"
My family doesn't know.
Yeah.
What I do?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't. They don't.
They still
know.
Have access to it.
They don't.
Yeah.
Not even my son doesn't even. He loves my stuff. Like my son loves my stuff.
Yeah.
But he has. Well, I have a friend that has a bigger company, and
he's
like,
into that.
He's into that.
Of course.
Yeah. That's
he'll grow out of.
Yeah. I have to like force my son to like, where is the school?
Yeah.
Where is the meeting? Please. And then my son's like, maybe.
Wow.
You know, but
wow.
That's all good. You know, so that's.
And your son has played like a little bit of role in the marketing.
Oh yeah, my son is a demographic. You know, my son is a demographic. He's 13. He was demographic at 10.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
He's like
he's been into it.
Yeah, he's been into it. My
so you guys have like a and there's other people with kids and so
that will that be in of. That age as well at some day. You guys have like this huge test market.
Yeah.
Kind of built in already.
Pretty much. I mean, I think when I go to the school meetings and you see what kids are wearing and I'm like paying attention to that. You see the stuff that we're putting out now, and
he's not paying attention to any of the fucking PTA shit. He's just like, yeah, 12 o'clock.
He's just looking at what, what kids are wearing.
I'm like,
hold on, dog.
We won't
edit that out.
I'm like, okay, I'm talking about colors and now like pastels and like the kids are wearing pastels only and like fucking like one color, one hit, not crazy like.
Yeah. Right. So at this point, have you been in the game long enough where you can look at those things that the kids are wearing and be able to predict what the next trend is going to be before it starts happening?
No, Visa Tree's that's good at that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Visa Tree's fucking like fashion forward motherfucker. Yeah. You know?
I don't know that I'm good at that as much as I'm just an asshole. I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah. No, remember, well, we were
it's
at
part of that.
No, we were at some at Beanery, that place we were drinking.
A beanery?
A beanery place? Okay. It's a beanery cool. brewery.
Oh, Barney's Beanery.
Yeah, there you go.
Barney's Beanery.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
okay.
And
wow, we got racist real quick.
Yeah.
Anyways, but...
It got real quiet.
Trump.
Trolling all day. That's for
must troll off.
You know what? Okay. I really like that. I like it because like we can just make racist ass fucking statements and just end it with very quietly saying Trump.
Trump.
Walk away.
Trump.
No, but I mean there's some Japanese they're like tourists like motherfuckers.
Yeah,
they're straight from Japan.
Yeah.
And he was just wearing a shirt that was like rolled up and it was like weird, but he was like, watch. 2 months.
Yeah, that's gonna be it.
And like 2 months later I was at Target.
Yeah.
Fucking all the shirts brand like rolled up. And, you know, so
okay, wait.
They also have giant, expensive cameras all set to automatic.
Yeah,
just saying.
That's racist.
That's a fact.
Okay. Wait. So we need to like rearrange here because so you and Kid Presentable met first.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So
he slid in my DMs.
Yeah, he slid in your DMs. You guys hooked up.
And then I remember that.
Now you're still together and you're happy.
We're trying to work it out.
I remember that night. KP Kid Presentable told us, like, as Cloudmakers, like, hey, yo, this dude, Tony, Stay Illuminated, is going to come and meet us at this show and, like, hook us up with gear. And we were like,
wow.
Oh, okay.
You're just like, whatever.
Cool.
Right, yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
and whatever. Then this motherfucker shows up with, like, a literal, like, you guys are hungry for shirts? Yeah, here's a box of shirts. Like, I don't know, 20 shirts maybe something?
No, well,
it was a bunch of different shirts, all different sizes. And he was like, sell the rest, do what you need, make your money. And we were like, God damn, okay. That's real nice.
Real shit.
We were all very surprised.
What were the shirts?
No, they were. It was like hoodies, shirts. And
There were hoodies in there, too?
Yeah, hoodies.
What did the box cost you? In retrospect, when you look back,
I would say
$400 probably.
Like, $400.
Yeah, it was a lot of shit.
Yeah, it was a lot of shit.
Worth of, you knew you were giving that away.
That was the same strategy I did before.
Sure. But this is the thing. I really want people to understand when they're thinking about how easy it is to do what you're doing.
Look, it's not easy.
That's $400 you. Literally, think about right now if your wallet fell out and you had $400 in it, you might cry. You might be like, fuck.
I'm definitely going to cry.
Yeah, some of you guys are welling up right now just thinking about it.
When people ask me, like, I want to start a clothing company, I'm like, don't.
Yeah.
Like, fucking don't.
Yeah.
Just.
No, it's, you know, I think we talked about it one time. What's his name? Who gives that advice?
Gives bad advice?
No, he gives that advice.
Oh, that particular advice. Don't me. I've been saying that.
No. This person is way more famous than you. Seinfeld. Okay, so when Seinfeld gets approached by a new comedian, they'll be
don't fucking start.
Yeah, they ask like, him, yo, what do you think about it? He's like, don't do it. You suck. Quit. He's like, I saw your set. It's horrible.
Well, yeah.
And his theory is if they keep going, they're meant for this shit. If not, fuck them. They were just in the way anyways.
Fair.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Just because a celebrity tells you, like, you shouldn't do this.
You,
and then all of a sudden you're like.
Makes you quit?
Like, that's like Kim Kardashian being like, you shouldn't eat food. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm all done eating food like now. This.
Yo, let me ask you this, Visa Tree, because I know you, I know you shrug it off, but. The reason, like, I believe that you probably have, your thoughts go into the design. Well, one, you are a designer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, by craft. You know what I mean? And you have a passion in it, obviously. But you also tailor, because you're an independent artist, right. There's nobody telling you what your music should sound like or how you should dress or how you should
right.
look. And that's still the product, and I'm just using that for lack of a better expression.
Yeah, yeah.
The product is well put together. It looks.
I appreciate that.
It looks consistent. You know what I mean? There's a story. You know what I mean? It's not like, what the fuck is, like, you know? Even when you're, I feel like even when you are doing that artistically, it still makes sense in the story of Beza Tree. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just. So.
That's cool.
So, you looking at fashion, that makes sense. Because you're looking how to connect, like, the pieces. And you're doing. Because you already do it with your own career.
Which is just weird. Because yeah. I've never been into fashion in like, fully the opposite.
Yeah.
I grew up like a little crusty punk. So, I was like, fuck that. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, but, like. Once I'm like invest, once I realize like, oh, design, like, oh shit, this can has a design on it. So does that bottle. So does this fucking, like, the
mixer,
all this shit. I'm like, the bag of chips, all the, oh, like, then I saw everything different. And it was like, things are designed. It takes this type of work and this take, like, my whole life growing up, I always wanted to draw. I tried to draw my whole life, and my best, like, best artwork is maybe a stick figure. Real life shit. No joke. Like, I can't draw, illustrate at all.
Wow.
And I lucked out to where my mom was like, for real, it's like, hey, you can't draw. You should go to graphic design school.
Yeah.
You need like a tool. Like, you can't like that's just dope. Hammer in the nail with your hand.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
a motherfucker needs a hammer.
Yeah,
I needed
yeah.
a hammer real bad.
Yeah.
You know, and so I needed something to assist me in like being able to do the shit that I wanted to do and illustrate and lay shit out and do all these things. And once I got that, it was like, oh, like I was already in punk bands and doing music
yeah.
and shit. But then once I learned about programs and I was using Photoshop and Illustrator
yeah.
and like 2002
yeah
Quark
yeah Quark Express yeah. real shit
yeah
shout out Quark yeah
it's like real, a steroid injection
yeah real shit
yeah.
when I use that shit all of a sudden one day no joke I just was like oh fuck like electronic music like people make this on the computer I'm using a computer
yeah.
now like I wonder what I could find for that. And it's like, I Googled some shit and was like, I found this free little sampler thing, like that was cheap as fuck. And it was called the D sampler. And I used that shit for years to make shit. And it was like literally would search your computer for all the Windows. Like I'm on Windows and
yeah.
that shit would search for all the WAV files on your computer and you could sample with those files. So it was like I was making songs with WAV files
yeah.
from the default sounds, like, you know,
from
like
Windows.
You have mail. Shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
yeah. I was making songs out of that shit, and it was like that's when I realized, like, oh, people are like making music here.
Yeah,
and so then
but
I
you're
started
still
like transitioning
at that point.
Yeah, I was still I like that's when I first started designing, and then I kind of realized like, oh, people are making music
yeah.
on computers too, and I literally like I've never went like it, which is pretty clear.
Yeah,
I've never went to a music school or like learned how to like do producing or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm pretty good at it for
yeah.
what I have, but like I've never went to school. It was literally just like. Oh, I'm going to apply, like, my Photoshop skills and, like, what I know about
yeah.
stumbling through a program
yeah.
to, like, stumbling through this music program.
Yeah.
And so it's the same shit where it's just – I was falling through shit trying to figure it out as I go.
It's obvious when you look at your stuff, though, is that there's a designer's mind. Because even when you transition into music more – right, and
right.
you're literally putting together WAV files, chopping
right.
samples. You're still using your designer's mind because your music
yes.
isn't coming out tailor made like your music comes out like fashion. You know what I mean? Like it comes out and it isn't necessarily like every time you drop something, people don't know what to expect.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you, but that's your thing. You
yeah.
you're
yeah,
always
that's fair.
Doing that.
That's fair.
So. When you look at fashion, fashion tries to work the same way. Like they're always trying to surprise and bring in something new, even if it resembles certain things. You have
right.
aesthetics about you that are resembled throughout history.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's definitely aesthetics about you,
right.
but with all of us, right? Like that's
of
basically
course.
How everybody is. But where what direction you're going in, we never know. And the way you present it,
that's good to hear. I
you
like that.
Roll it out. Like fashion, because you start rolling out. I've seen the way you roll out your ads and you roll out your promo.
Right.
So when you decided to, like, work with Tony, Did you see that that was needed? Did you think, like, okay, they might need me?
It was more like, I don't know, like, we hooked up with Tony doing... He was hooking us up with shirts and shit. And it's like, I do the graphic design stuff. So I just, he was already working. He had a partner at the time and was working on shit. And that shit, it looked good, honestly. It looked good. But like, they had a falling out for whatever reason on some separate shit, I think. And that shit, it just, that's how it happened. It was like, yo, man, I feel like I could help you with this. And he, I mean, I don't remember who reached out to who, but one way or another, it was like, if he reached out to me, it was like, yeah, I think I can help you with this. Like, nonetheless, I'd be down to help you with this. Also, I'm a very, like, forward kind of asshole about, like, hey, dog, take this shit down. This looks bad. Like, take this shit down. Let's clean it up. Let's make it look good. Like, I want to make, like, I don't want to just make a logo for somebody. I want to, like, make a brand. Like, I like the branding of stuff. I want to make the ads that have, like, you know, a skateboarder going in it, and then, like, low-key in the bottom, you see, like, stay illuminated, like, hiding out. But if you see that, you're on that level where it's like, oh shit, okay.
Right.
Like, I it doesn't always have to be a big thing where it's like, hey, here's who's doing it.
But there's an understanding of advertising and putting together, like, a page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know where the attention goes from the eyes because you delve in that type of art anyways.
Yeah, absolutely.
What you're describing, even with the logo, and the same thing that Tony was describing earlier about how to do these partnerships, it's almost like if you imagine the conversation that's being had in culture, it's like this cocktail party conversation, right? And a lot of people that fuck this up are the ones that run into the middle of the circle and start shouting, look at me, listen to what I have to say. Whereas, like, you know, you put the logo, like, next. More subtle right there. It's like, yo, it's just like, I'm just here and part of the conversation. That's... Oh, by the way, yo.
That's the dope part. I mean, that's why we don't do boots. That's how we don't do fucking, like, we have a flyer for the...
You guys do rags, though, right?
No. No. I mean, like,
you don't do booths?
We don't do booths. We don't do sell booths.
Yeah.
Booth, yeah.
Because if you make boots, I might buy them.
I'm in for some Uggs.
Right. Ugg boots. Yeah. Ugg boot season.
You know, I like guys, because, like, whenever I see them, I go,
ugh. Why don't you do booths?
I just don't think that's, it's too thirsty for me.
It doesn't fit to your brand.
I think it's too thirsty. I think it's like, oh, come, like, I don't like that swap meet.
Yeah. You know, you like subtlety.
Subtlety. I like more exclusive. Like, I want people to look for a shit online.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Where it feels like a club. Like, when you see that bumper sticker that doesn't brand anything, but it says a phrase where you're like, oh, motherfucker, I know what song that's from. Okay, we fuck with a crazy same band. Like, where you're not on this level, like, you don't fuck with, like, Sylvan Esso or some weird, like, abstract band. It's like, you don't fuck with that. And then all of a sudden I see this thing that just references it where I'm like, you roll by, you like, hey, I got you.
Like, what you're describing is the difference between sales and marketing. And so there's a lot of salesmen, especially in the hip-hop community. Like, they're hardcore salesmen, but they think they're marketers.
No.
They're not, because marketing, like, for lack of a better description, is a little bit more of, like, it's more of a feminine trait. It's almost, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to invite you to my place. I'm going to, like, cook you dinner.
You're going to want to hang out here.
Sales. Are you describing me?
Absolutely. I like that. Whereas, like, sales is, like, more, like, aggressive. It's like, yo, I'm just a fucking hard cock, and I'm ready to just, walking around trying to make it fuck.
Describing me again.
Yeah. Marketing is about finesse, and you're like, you've approached it, like, with the long game in mind rather than I'm going to make the quick buck tonight.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, all these new brands, I think our brand, Visa Tree Criff, our brand is outlasted so many brands already because these guys are at booths like, buy my hat. Like, I'm like, you know, that shit don't work. I think the last booth, main booth I had was the Beat Swap Meet.
Yeah. Mm. It seems like people don't want anything thrown in front of their
face. Yeah, it's like, who the
They want to find it.
Yeah, it's like, there's, like, who the fuck wants to, buy my hat, that shit don't work.
Well, think about it. When you search for something, our eyes have, like, been trained to skip right over the paid ads on Google.
Yeah.
Like, if we're not looking for it ourselves, we don't even notice it anymore. The brain literally just looks past it.
It filters through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, though, because inevitably, then, because what you're describing seems like a challenging Like, that's a challenging thing. It's a challenging venture because you need people to find you. So how do you do that subtly and still market to a larger...
I was just going to say, they need to find it type thing. Like, I remember having a conversation with Tony where the whole thing was, like, basically, yo, I think it's a better idea for us to just make a... dope design that has nothing to do with the brand or has like not nothing to do with, but you know, like, it doesn't have to be like, here is a stay illuminated logo. Like, it doesn't need to be that all the time. It could be something that's unrelated and is just a dope design, and you just work stay illuminated in that, you work your brand into there in a creative, nice way where it's part of the design, but not the main focus necessarily, where like, I feel like I'm a person who looks at detail, so I'll look at some shit and be like, okay, I see this all makes sense. But like, if I see some shit that's, I'm like, that's a little off, what's going on right here? I like this. Like, is this, what is this stay illuminated thing about? And then all of a sudden it makes sense to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, like, I like that shit. It feels like an exclusive club to me.
Who do you know? But that's what I'm saying. So... Here's like a, because you get to see it from both sides, right? You get to see it from like somebody who's working on the brand internally,
right?
But you're also an artist,
right?
Who the majority of your job, the most powerful part of it, is you on stage in front of people. So what you wear matters,
right?
That's one thing. Like, I would never stress the guys I sponsor or the guys I work with.
He's not like that.
To be like, wear my shirt. Like, what? Who does that?
Yeah,
like, that's so stupid. Like, I don't like that shit. I would never tell a guy, oh, I sponsor you, wear my shirt.
Yeah,
I think it's just that.
So that's what I'm saying. So do you? Is there a challenge then in how do you make money? How do you flip that into something to get it to enough people that understand the vibe you're going for? Like, is that the challenge right now? Is that what's happening?
I think the people that we work with and that I work with, Beezatree, and like we all work with, they see our brand.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, well, that's Stay Illuminated. That's some other shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just go in there and be like, because artists do, I think, recognize that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they kind of like put, it's kind of a bad move and a good move.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, but.
Do you feel like because here's the thing. Oh, you know what? I'll ask you first, Beez. Do you feel a responsibility because you're also an artist of the brand? Because technically, his investment is in the faces of Stay Illuminated and the vibe of Stay Illuminated.
Right.
And his investment grows if they grow.
Look, I think...
Right?
I mean, I think I sponsor... Stay Illuminated sponsor. Yeah. We sponsor are the best MCs in the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are. I mean, I'm a fan of them, but...
You're going all in on them.
Yeah. They're the best in the game. I think so. Like, in my opinion, and they are. You know, like, a lot of stuff out there that I get sponsorship emails, I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get... things on Instagram, like, see in school.
That's what I was gonna say a minute ago. It's like, for real, this fool, like, we get hated on a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Like, I've had a lot of fallouts, for reals, because people hit up Tony and they're like, hey, yo, like, let me get a free shirt. And Tony's like,
no.
Now, no. I'll give you 50% off on the website, and then we get hated on for that. And it's like, he's not just going to go sponsor everybody.
Yeah,
like,
that sponsors
who he fucks with, like, whether that's your opinion or not, and you fall into that crowd of people who really fucks with this shit that he fucks with. But, like, he's for reals, like, Stay Illuminated is Tony's brand.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is for reals the shit that he fucks with. Like, and that's why I like it, because it's a real, like, real for reals individualized brand. It's what he does.
But do you feel, as an artist who does have a love for the brand and does have, like, okay, maybe some of his success is reliant on our collective success.
Absolutely.
Right?
Of course.
Kid Presentable's nodding his head yes.
Of course. I mean, absolutely.
I know, but that's something – what I'm saying, Tony, is that's not something you can control. Whether or not Beezatree feels responsible for that and you tell him to feel responsible for it or not, it's still a personal choice. I mean, because he has to go like, man, I really want Tony's shit to blow up too.
Right.
So I need to blow up.
Right.
And then that's that becomes a super partnership.
And then also anybody that I bring new to the brand, I ask the guys what they think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do. I respect their, their.
Well, because you've created a culture.
Yeah, I respect their ownership to them. I want them to feel ownership for the brand, and that's a big, appreciation that I could never. That's just right. You can't buy that.
Yeah, because you might think like somebody's dope, but if they're coming in here and their energy is not aligned with everybody else's energy, that's
it's always weird.
Yeah, friction.
And, but I mean, like when I bring somebody new in, and I feel actually I respect their decisions. Like, oh yeah, like I ask a couple guys, like, oh, what do you think of this guy? Okay, it's cool. He's dope.
Yeah.
So I do respect everyone's opinion, and I just don't bring anybody on. Right. That's whack.
Right. Yeah.
And even if I like them, I won't. If one person doesn't, I won't bring them on.
Tony, so I want to go back here. So the day that you dropped off the box of shirts for Cloudmakers. What was your vision at that time for what the next step is? Because I know when you first started earlier, you said my only goal was to just get these guys to wear the shirts.
At that time, I think my visions kind of escalated to making a brand, making money, making just making something from other than just what I do every day. Just making something from nothing, you know?
Yeah. So at that point, you were looking at like the investment of the $400. It's like, all right, this
is I think, did we do the meeting after that or before that? At the Felix, 45, it was in the Whittier.
Maybe after, I think.
Yeah, it was after, okay.
And what was the meeting about?
Okay, so that's the thing, like, we did that meeting.
They jumped you in?
No. Yeah. Almost. No, I mean.
Because Cloudmakers just, like, dipped them in acid.
I mean.
Bye-bye, motherfucker.
I think KP arranged everything, and we went to Medicine Bar, and the fact that everyone showed up,
I think we had a show that night too, right? We were rocking that night.
Yeah. KP, move up, man, so you can get on this mic because I need to ask you some questions.
Yeah, we've heard enough of John.
Pull that chair up.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that everyone showed up and was there to listen to me again. I did a little mini presentation, right? I think I did.
Did he have a laser pointer?
I am Mr. Tony.
Stay with me. Stay.
Stay, Mr. Stop. Oh, yeah, but yeah, the fact that they all showed up was a big compliment to the brand.
Do you have any idea how hard it was to get all of us fucking point? Like, you know,
I
want to
hear from yours.
Fucking North was
good. Oh, my God.
Trust us, we're very well aware. Okay, so
tell us from your perspective, what did you see? Why did you reach out to him?
Well, at the time, he was fucking with a lot of people that at that moment in time were making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So we're like, man, like personally, I was like, yo, we need some sort of sponsorship. We need some sort, not even sponsorship, some sort of little push behind what we were doing.
Yeah.
A little brand, you know, to push
like
the brand.
Partnership.
Absolutely. So I hit up Tony and I was like, yo, Tony, like, I'm in, check this out. I got my solo shit, but not only that, we have this crew that is popping. Like,
yeah.
It's called Cloudmakers. You got to check this shit out. I think they just did the Cypher Effect.
Yeah.
And they're like, we just did the Cypher Effect, whatever.
Did you like the gear?
Yeah. Oh, the gear was dope, man. Yeah, like the gear has always been about just individuality as far as like representing the fucking
free thinking.
More about representing the artist that he was sponsoring at the time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So like I saw that shit, I'm like, yo, we need to get this guy to sit down with us. It took me like maybe like a week and a half from when I started talking to him to when we actually met. But like getting 11 dudes in one place at the time,
for
was
sure.
11 dudes, man.
And
like,
they convinced him it's even important.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yo, so what are we doing? I'm like, so we masked it with a show. We're going to do a show that night. You know what I mean? Like, all right, we have to be there. So we met this dude and it wasn't even a presentation. It was like, yo, this is what we can do for you. Like, you know, we have a lot of guys behind us.
Yeah.
Like, what can you do for us?
Yeah.
And he's like, this is what I can do. I'm like, all right, well, let's do it. You know what I mean? So everyone
were you surprised by the box?
Kind of, man.
Yeah,
like, people don't bring, you know, like...
That just doesn't happen.
Equity.
Yeah,
people
yeah,
don't bring
yeah,
equity
yeah.
to the table. That's what it is.
Especially up front.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was like, yo, I got this big box of merch. Y'all go, you know, represent if you want. If you don't, that's cool as fuck, you know? So we started representing and...
Wow.
And that's how it kind of happened.
And then, so how did the relationship start to grow? Like, because at this point, you don't know them at all, really.
No.
Like, they're just strangers. So...
Relationships always grow when you bring beer and fucking weed.
Yeah.
Always, you know, that's how it expands, man.
Okay,
like,
but you guys are a tight knit.
Ooh, shit.
You guys were a tight knit group, right?
Crazy. Like, yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, that's always kind of weird, like someone new coming in.
But see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, when we were doing Cloudmakers, like, it is absolutely a tight knit group. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I feel like the best thing about it is that we're so eclectic that we have such a bigger reach.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, before we were in Cloudmakers, or before I was doing like shows with Cloudmakers, I knew Gadzooks because we did a show with John.
Yeah.
At the fucking Black Watch Pub. You know what I'm saying? It's far reaching. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and like once you kind of start to build a community, it starts to kind of bubble up and shit. Like that's the kind of shit. Like you start kind of picking things up and like, yo, this dude is Tony. Is in with some people who are fucking doing some shit. So let's start fucking messing with this dude.
Or
let's start fucking hanging out with Gadzooks. Dude, damn, that fool's doing a bunch of cool shit. You know what I'm saying? Or Wino's doing a bunch of cool shit. Or something kind of shit. You know, everybody's doing a bunch of cool shit. You know what I mean? So,
but how do you guys turn that from? Because at some point, Beez & Tree, you started to like as the brand started to develop. I mean, because you didn't start off as like pretty much staff of the brand, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It was already like developed and had like.
So what was the first thing you pitched, or what did they ask you to do something, or do you remember what it was?
I don't remember what it was. Hey, real shit. What the fuck is going on over there? Is there somebody captured?
What?
No, you hear that? What is that sound?
Somebody's playing very bad drums.
Somebody's drumming on like trash cans.
As long as it's not somebody shooting.
Is Stomp happening next door?
Maybe Tony should take up a box of shirts.
Real shit, I think I came to the brand. I think I for reals like came to the brand more with just like a like we were talking about like his Instagram and stuff like that. And I was just like, hey man, like there's a lot of
things
shit
could
that's
be better.
Like, here I am again, double take. I know you see me everywhere, no doppelgangers. Just been out and on my grind. No stunt doubles, lookalikes. It's all a genuine article, particle, a little piece of space. Accelerate the atoms till Higgs shows face. I find it kind of funny. The people want to test, but they never want to study. What the fuck, man? How'd we get to this point? And what's the point when nobody having fun with a joint? I don't get it. But I don't let it get me down when I don't get it. I take the time to figure it out, and if I said it, then you know without a doubt because I edit. Before I let it leave my mouth, then that's the truth, yo. Stay up on my Robinson Crusoe. Confuse those who don't see moves on the usual. It's nothing new to me. Might be new to you, but I rock scars and jewelry. It's nothing new to me. I fail often, fail hard, and then success come chasing me. It's nothing new to me. Might be new to you, but I rock scars and jewelry. It's nothing new to me. I fell off and fell hard, and success come chasing me. Ha, I rock my fuck-ups like accomplishments. Leave the corpse out, stink up the apartment. Ain't a marksman, but always on target. I harness everything that I got to break the harness. Rah. Yeah, regardless of the outcome, gotta be productive, not the cats that get me outdone. Nuh-uh. Cloud makers in the house, bitches. Smoking up the last ounce, bitches. They said it's funny how we acting up. We out of bounds, went out of town, but still haven't had enough. We called the bluff and bluffed the fuck right back. Tough talk fell flat when they came up empty-handed, huh? I heard the tale before. I worked to fail some more. The case ain't open and closed, but if you think you really like me, we can fail in love. It's nothing new to me. Might be new to you, but I rock scars and jewelry. Yeah, and there's a lot of shit that I think you should take down that's not complimentary to the band, to where we need to take better pictures and take better time and get better photographers. Zooks.
I got one.
Shit, he got his own mic.
Hey,
this man been waiting for an hour to speak to
say I got one. Went to hand me his mic and I pulled
one up my ass. Yeah, but like to get better photographers and get other people involved, you know, like that are doing shit that we like. It's like KP was saying, you know, like looking out and seeing like, okay, like Tony's doing something dope that we like. Like, you know, Zooks is out here doing something that we like. Like, let's reach out to these people and working with people that you see that are doing something that you almost feel like it's like this, like I need to do a little better so I can fuck with these people. That's a good thing. Like I'm not you gotta be willing to fail and reach out and like Tony did, reach out and be like, hey yo, like you guys wanna fuck with this shit? Like I'm gonna offer some shit and put my cards on the table and be like, here's what it is, and people will say nah, we're not going to fuck with that. And you go like, goddamn, tail between your legs. And you go home and it feels shitty. And then the next day you either wake up and do it again.
Yeah.
And try it again until it works. Or
this isn't for you. Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. And that's it. And like Tony been doing that shit. And like for us, it worked out. It was like, yo, I like what this fool's doing. He's working. He's doing what he likes. He pushes out shit that he likes.
Yeah.
Like,
and then from there,
people don't always have to fuck with it. Like people don't always have to fuck with it. But for us, it's just, at least for me, a lot, like, it's about the growing up shit where it's like, a lot of times, like, when I was young, like, my favorite shit was to write. But now my favorite shit is to mix and master.
Yeah, you know,
shit changes for me. Like, sometimes I'm in that mode, but, like, I feel like a lot of times, even with design shit, it's the same shit where it's like, a lot of times it's great to make this shit, but also sometimes it's great to make some shit that's a little out of your pocket and see, like, What does this do?
Yeah.
What kind of ripple does this make in the water when I throw it in?
Yeah.
This is a different kind of rock. And see what happens. And see what shit happens with that. So, like, that's why I like fucking with Tony. Because he's willing to do that. Like, he knows what he likes. And, like, there's shit that I've made where I've sent it to him. And he's like, nah, dog. We ain't doing that.
So that does happen.
Oh, okay. Every design. It's not like I'm like, hey, here's a design. We printing this. I sent it to Tony and I be getting rejected. Like, that shit happens all the time.
Like, that's the thing. We all work together. We don't want to be yes men to each other.
Yes, you know?
We have to be honest with each other.
This fool breaks my heart daily.
Give
an example of something you did it like that they thought would be good and you're like, nope, we're not doing that.
Well, I'll tell you something that I didn't like but ended up being good.
Yeah.
Was that Switches shirt that with the lowrider on it?
Lowrider
team. Yeah,
that ended up doing well.
Yeah, and I didn't.
And you didn't like it.
No.
Okay, so give me the opposite. Something that they liked and you didn't.
And
you were right.
Oh, I mean,
there's been a bunch of them, but real shit, like they're all reasons, like to where.
What is he rejected of yours?
That's what I'm saying. I'm in the same boat as he is. Like I can't even think of a specific one off the top, but I know that there's been multiples where he's like, that's cool, and I like, you know, the tone makes me go like,
well, yeah,
you ain't fucking with this, and then like I look at it 3 months later, and I'm like. Who designed this?
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible. And then I realized, like, oh, okay, this fool was definitely right. Like, good call. Good fucking call. Yeah. But, like, the Switches T was opposite where he said, no. And I said, no, show this to people. Let's see what's up. And then he got great feedback, and it was like, okay, good.
This is why I bring that up, Tony, because I know Eddie deals with this a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's a tendency for especially artists, and we can all kind of relate to this, people who are doing like the more technical things and like the especially organizing, if you're an organizer and that's the biggest role you play within. I know that's probably us all. He's putting his thumb down. That's probably everybody with a mic for sure. Me and Arash were complaining about it on the way up, but they tend to like dismiss them as well as not being creative at all. And that's not correct because like Eddie's very creative. It just doesn't manifest itself in the way that we do it. You know what I mean? Like how we make music or whatever. That takes a creative eye and a vision to say absolutely. No.
I think I gave up my creative part. I gave up my creative part because Criff, my partner, Visa Tree, they pretty much do all the designing.
Yeah.
And I kind of gave that creative part. I'm like, we have a logo and I just build off that on Illustrator.
Yeah.
But I think most of the main stuff is Criff and Visa Tree.
Yeah, but you're still deciding ultimately.
Exactly, yeah. But
Tony,
that's the best part about it.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
And I pretty much do all the footwork. And that's what I do.
Tony, is this all where you envisioned you would be right now?
It's past.
You're past, like, you had a vision of where it was going to be, and it's past it, so now this is all brand new.
That's beautiful fucking thing.
I mean, my goal is to actually open up a store. That's a goal that I have, to open up a store.
That's the next goal.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
Open up a store, it's hard, and it's a big step.
But here's the thing, though. This is why this is so interesting, is because KP, Gadzooks could take a photo.
I mean, look,
that could change everything tomorrow.
Look, you know,
and then all of a sudden, it's a different game.
I mean, the store, like,
because you are kind of gambling.
Yeah.
Anybody giving me free shit, you're gambling me on me a little bit. you know, that you at least believe in me enough to know that this is a good investment.
My brand is a lot of gambling.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of gambling and a lot of believing in people.
Yeah.
You know, like, I believe in Gazooks.
Yeah.
I deleted every picture that was not shot by Gazooks.
Wow.
Gadzooks.
And
he's so monogamous with his photography.
That's the thing that I think that has to be done, because just to make it consistent and to make it more, I guess the word's consistent, you know.
Did you know that was did you know that's where that was headed when you first started working with him?
No, actually, I first met him. Honestly, we've never even talked about this, so I'm not even sure how he caught wind of me.
I don't know how the fuck I met you, Luke.
I assume it was.
Wow.
He hit me up a week before I went to South by Southwest with Cloudmakers, so I knew Sean and Earth, Thesis and Earth.
Yeah.
And so.
Speaking of Thesis.
Yeah, speaking of Thesis. That's a little inside joke. You guys don't have to understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neither do the listeners, apparently.
So he hit me up randomly, and he said, you know, I'd like to give you some shirts, because he knew I was going to South by Southwest. I was like, yeah, dope, run it. So we met up, I think I had my wife with me and everything. It was somewhere weird.
Fuck, I remember now.
Yeah, right? And he just gave me a box of shit.
Why'd you hit him up? Just because he was going?
Pretty much? Just because he was going, and I knew.
Did you know the extent of what he did yet?
No.
No, right?
And because Cloudmakers is hella unorganized. And so he was like, let me give some shirts to Gadzooks, who will probably distribute these nicely.
And my thing was just to give it to him, and maybe they'll end up in photos, maybe they'll fucking end up in the trash.
I don't know.
I don't know.
And so at that time, that's all you knew him as, the guy who was going with them.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does that come together to, like, hey, why don't you take this photo? Like, what was the first shoot?
I wasn't even really doing photos back then. I had just kind of stopped rapping, so I went with them to do a documentary.
Right?
Yeah.
The first photos were for spring.
Right, yeah. I just barely started doing photos for him.
How did that happen? But, I mean, why?
Well, through the sponsorship, we just started hanging out, and then, you know, they were going out to Utah it wasn't even South Provoked at the time. It was Wino, right?
Wino.
The first time we went out there was with Wino, and he said, you know, why don't you tag along? You could document the shit, you know, take pictures or whatever. So
yeah, we brought Gazooks instead. Like, some other guy came, but we're like, bring Gazooks.
Yeah.
The other guy's listening right now.
Sorry, other guy. I don't know who you are personally.
How is it that you're having a barbecue?
You make beef now. You make beef now. Stop crying.
Okay. What is this? Okay. I don't know.
Is it Timberland? Yeah.
Is it Timberland?
That turned out to be President Obama. Okay. So what was the first thing you shot?
Specifically for him, it was weird because I would just start shooting, you know, rappers, Xtra and all them, you know, and they were sponsored, so they'd have the stale shirt on.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I'm just taking pictures because I want to take pictures. They want pictures of themselves to use for whatever, and he wants the pictures for his brand. So it just kind of fell into itself, you know?
Yeah.
And then that turned into, hey, let's actually organize something and get a shoot, you know?
Yeah. So, which was what?
Last spring?
Yeah.
It was here.
For spring, I was here.
Yeah, that was lame.
Was that the pool one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one was dope.
The kiddie pool. The kiddie pool.
It was like some 4th of July shit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You were in that, right? Yeah. Were you in that?
Yeah.
No, 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 that.
I wasn't going to say that.
No, I'm saying.
Been there, John.
Oh, did you meet her there?
Huh? No, I didn't meet her there.
Oh, I was like, wow.
I introduced them. Kidding.
So, and then from there, did you see what the brand was already? And like, did you have ideas already? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Really, like, I have no reservations just admitting, like, I want to be fucking famous.
Yeah.
Like, I've always kind of been that way. And furthermore, I want to be around other people who want to be fucking famous. Not just because they want to be famous, because they know they're good at something. You know, and we're going to do this until we're fucking famous. And that's, it might sound shallow. I don't really give a fuck, right? I'm way too old to worry about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I have this I've been playing with this theory where it's like there's infinite amounts of worlds, right? There's one planet, right?
Yeah.
So we're all on the same planet, but everybody's world is different.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Because I have a regular job, and I go to that job, and I hang out with my coworkers or whatever, and it was really weird. It was like a culture shock because I'm looking at all these guys, and they're great dudes, you know what I mean? Great dads, great coworkers, and all that. But I'm like, so wait, so you're telling me no one here is like writing a song or a fucking screenplay. No one owns a camera.
Yeah.
It's weird. It was way different because here, even how many people are here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody has 500 things they're doing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I liked, it's just, you know, I have a lot of friends, but I'd much rather hang out with this group of people just because they're inspiring. We fuck with each other. You know what I mean? So I knew on a base level, that's kind of where I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I fucked with the brand. And like I said, you know, there's several different worlds, and we all know a different world. And, like, I want to be a god in the world I prefer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to hang out with other gods in their world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So
you want to bring what do you feel like bringing to the...
Stop. It's fucking...
What do you feel like...
That's the kind of people I want on my brand.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing you bring to the table in your mind?
Not photography. Like what I just said.
Literally just the state of mind.
Yeah.
That you're willing to go the long haul.
John May's the designer. He has the eye, and he is like uncontested honesty. Right?
Yeah.
Like I'll pour my fucking heart. Like this just happened like days ago. I shot someone else who's on the brand, right? And I just put so much time and effort into making the photo look how I thought was tight. And I'm like, all right, I shoot it to Tony, and Tony's super nice. He was like, oh no, it's tight. You know, it's never like it's whack. It's never whack. And it's never, it's amazing.
You already know what he's going to say.
No, they know my reactions. You know, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no, it's good. Good job. Yeah, you know? So I'm like, this dude, John, will let me down. You know what I mean? So I shoot it to him, and I'm like, yo, is this too vibrant? Are the colors? And he's like, yeah, it's whack. Don't do it.
You know? Like, fake as fuck.
Yeah, that's what it looks fake. Don't do it.
Wow.
It's like, fuck, I just spent 3 hours on this.
That's
so I trashed it. Muds, too. Muds, I'll always send it to Muds. You know? Muds got an eye.
You know, it definitely feels like I've observed this from like different crews that we've met, and like even within our own crew, and different crews that we're parts of. Like, it seems like what makes this whole thing last is when you look around and the thing that you're working on ends up just being really the excuse for this like family unit that exists.
Yeah.
Because this thing is always going to change. The business is going to change. You're gonna do
people are
going to
find different levels of success.
Yeah. You're going to have days that you're happy to do it. You're going to have days that you fucking hate every minute of it.
Well, look.
So, like, that's the advice I always tell, like, every, like, list, like, people that are interested in having a better life. You want to have a more enjoyable life. You want to make more friends. Get involved in something and pour your all into it, and the rest of it will figure itself out.
Yeah.
All of your life will figure itself out. Your personal growth will figure itself out. You'll be happier. You'll be in better shape. Get into something.
Be sexy.
Be a part of it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I've been fail at it. Which I'm real good at.
Yeah.
Like, I be doing that shit all the time. You just try a motherfucking thing and it doesn't work out. And it's like,
yeah, but if you're doing it, you should be like failing forward. Trademark 1992.
I mean, my thing, like, say Illuminate Co. is my baby. And, but there are other avenues, you know, that we should go to and that you should explore with other people and with
what's the next thing for Stay Illuminated?
For Stay Illuminated?
Like, what do you envision, like, this next year? Or, like, what do you want? Okay, so you say the store.
Yeah, I mean,
what's that, like, is that, like, a 5-year plan? What do you think?
Fuck my life.
Until die plan.
It's just gonna happen.
Trump. I mean, look, Criff, my partner.
Yeah.
Hey, Criff, sit down right get on the mic already, right Criff. You haven't spoke once.
Criff, sit right here.
Yeah, sit down.
Let me get a boy a mic.
Oh, okay. Sit over there. Sit somewhere.
I don't know where to sit. I don't know what to do with my hands.
me and Criff
have been
friends for 20 years. Probably 20 years. And we have mutual friends that are very successful and you know, and so we have a kind of a template where we try to follow.
I got you.
So I think because our friends opened a store.
Yeah.
You know, can we say names on here?
Yeah, you can say whatever.
Should we?
No cursing though.
Give a shout out.
Yeah, a little primitive.
Yeah, okay.
Those are my dogs. That's our dogs.
Yeah.
You know, they opened up a store.
Shout out to Primitive.
Yeah, shout out to Primitive, man. And those those guys and, you know, Andy, love you, and he won't listen to this, but anyways.
Yeah.
But, because he just has, he's busy, you know? I love those guys, and I learned so much from them, and so was Criff and all of us, you know? And they started their store before the brand.
Okay.
You know, so that's, I think, I guess we're going backwards what we want to do.
Yeah, yeah, but you're coming from
reverse the formula and
did things. Reverse the formula, yeah.
Yeah, but you guys seem to be coming from, like, an underlying creative, like, that's still the most important thing for you to be, create something, as opposed to some people who create businesses really well, and then they get creative later in creating businesses. Like, creative people don't always create businesses, though.
No.
Yeah, you know I think it all spawned from a desire to create.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's mostly. And so, wait, how did you become involved with the brand? Like, what was the day that you decided to at least join in?
We're, like you said, we're friends from way back, mutual friends, and at Andy's wedding, I approached him, and I saw that he was doing his thing, building his brand, and the stuff that I
Who's liked. Andy?
Andy is CEO, owner of Primitive.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
So I just saw that he was doing his thing, building his brand. Yeah. I liked the direction he was going in, the things he was doing, and I just felt it was something that I could contribute to.
Yeah.
Like myself, in my own journey, I was beginning to get away from that whole 9-to-5 thing.
Exploring
my creative abilities and see what I could do.
That's dude, awesome. Can I just interject? You have a great radio voice.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You guys starting a Stay Illuminated podcast. You got to get you to host that fucking
thing. Can I ask
you? Yeah, for
sure. What's your background? Like, what radio. Where are your parents from?
I'm Guatemalan.
You're Guatemalan.
Yeah, first generation here.
First generation.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so were your parents artistic? Like, where does the art come from, you think?
To be honest, I don't know. Like, I have a couple uncles that were real creative.
Yeah. But
for the most part, my parents are just 9-to-5ers.
If you had to describe your creative, like, process, what is it?
I kind of think of myself more as, like, a left-minded thinker that wants to be right-minded.
Yeah.
Because everything for me has always been, like, I analyze, I break down other people's creative processes, and then I try and apply my own formula to it.
Yeah.
So for me, it's always been real open. Like, I don't really define any certain creative process. I look at every different creative venture as its own entity, and then I try and take little bits and pieces that I like from everyone
to
produce the next project.
Yeah.
It's always like a creative process to create.
What was the conversation that happened? Like, did he just go, yo, I want to be down with you? Or
I love Criff, and I saw him at the wedding, and it's just like seeing a friend, you know?
Yeah.
So I saw he was really artistic. I'm like, you know what? I need this. We need this.
Yeah,
my brand needs this.
Yeah, it fits.
You know, he does everything from hand, and his vision is fucking awesome, and it just fits with us, and he, like, everything's from hand. That's what I liked, and everything's, like, natural, and nothing fucking, like, illustrated, and, like, on Illustrator, like, he does everything from, like, hand drawn, and I just love his, you know, like,
so you're hand drawing, and then what are they vectorizing it?
Yeah.
And then, wow, okay, so you're an actual in-house artist.
Yeah, I'm a traditional artist. Like, it was hard for me to make that transition into the digital world. That was, like, one of those old school, just
you're the opposite of John
by hand.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much. It's like the polar spectrum.
So like kind of yin-yang in the creative process.
That's amazing. In our studio, I didn't know that.
So that's
that bouncing ideas back and forth off the opposite ends of things.
Right.
Kind of brings us to
your statement about left brain trying to be right brain is something I can really I relate to it a lot. Like, what I was about to say before you said that was, I feel like I've met you before, but I know I haven't. But I know the thought process, because I'm like, I relate to it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the stuff that you're
on the same frequency.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. So when you guys are now looking forward to the future, right? Like, from your perspective as, like, one of the visual artists, and knowing that now I'm attached to a brand that, in essence, will evolve. Mm-hmm. And so I'll therefore hopefully evolve with it. Like, are you thinking about what's tomorrow? Like, where is this going?
Always.
Yeah? What do you see? If you could give it away. I know some of this stuff is like, you know, creative stuff you guys are doing behind the scenes and stuff, but where do you see Stay Illuminated going? Like, what's it going to be? What will it manifest into?
I try and stay fluid in my opinion, because I think there's a lot of different avenues we could take.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, narrow us down to one specific.
Well, give us something, like, give us a want, like, something you'd like to do. Like, I like to
a little
do.
Bit more minimal.
A little bit
more simplistic.
One color.
Even just something with a tag, no design on it at all. Just a T-shirt with a tag kind of thing, but just cleaner, more simple.
That's awesome.
Dope. But always keep the door open for real vibrant illustrated designs. Like you said, that's my background. Like, I'm a painter.
Yeah.
That's what got me into art. That's what got me into design was, essentially, it was graffiti.
Yeah.
Graffiti,
yeah, yeah.
Like, black books were my first canvas. And then from that, I started painting, got up on all kinds of different artists and learned more and expanded my vision as an artist. And then kind of hesitantly, eventually started looking at things in a design state of mind. And,
yeah. You say hesitantly. Why?
Like I said, I was always that old school mentality of, like, it should be done by hand.
Yeah.
That whole digital thing is kind of like, anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily anybody could do that, but at the state.
Where are you at with it now?
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Like, it just makes my ability so much more enhanced. Like,
yeah.
It's like I can take a simple drawing and put it into a computer and do so much more with it.
Yeah.
Versus drawing it and trying to erase it or white out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I wish we could explain this to some of the DJs that keep, you know, hating on Serato and shit. Like, it's okay to use technology and to make your shit better.
Yeah, I like to play with music, too. Yeah. I play with vinyl as a DJ. And I'm the same way musically, too. Like, I was always the enthusiast of spinning on wax. And
But you can use it to influence and get better, you know?
Exactly. I think it's intent.
It took other friends to, like, kind of draw me into that, just open your mind, try it out. And then once I did, it was like, wow, you can do so much more if you just allow yourself.
Yeah, I tell you guys something, by the way. It's interesting because, like, we're nearing sort of, like, the end of the interview, right? Yeah. So it's like, right now, like, the visual of what's happening in the room or on the patio.
This is cool, right?
It's very much like the end of the documentary of the story, right? Because, like, all the crowd just went inside. The party just went inside. Yeah, they're all getting loud.
They got cold.
And,
describe what's happening outside.
It's just us now. Yeah. It's just us four, really. SP's
taking
a nap in the corner. SP's taking a nap.
Self is over here.
But you two.
On vacation.
But mostly, like, in the interview part of it, though, like, you two are, like, it's, like, sort of, like, the last guys that are still here.
Yeah.
Like, you're here. The party's, like, moved on, but you two have been here in the beginning. You two will be here at the end.
That's the whole play of things, that it's like I'm the first one there, last one to leave.
Yeah.
And that's how it's gonna be.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And you've accepted it. It seems like you've embraced it.
Yeah, I won't have it any other way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm the one, if I put stuff together, I'm gonna do it. Yeah. You don't do nothing, just be there.
And this is one of the reasons, like, I'm not sure if he expressed to you, like, we've been trying to get him on the show for a while. Because for people who don't know, and there's no reason not to be transparent about it, Tony and I have kept in touch for years now.
Years.
And we've always talked. And
I knew Crappy Awesome was rigged.
It's always funny for people because we have conversations online all the time, and we're just constantly exchanging information. Hey, can I help you with this? Help you with that? That's simply just because, for me, I like Tony.
Yeah.
Like, Tony's a good dude, and to me, seeing the brand become what it was like a bonus. I was like, wow, that shit is dope.
Yeah.
But it's doper that it's from Tony. Yeah. And me and Tony have laughed many a time when people think, like, we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, and that's kind of nice to have, too. Like, let's be honest. There's two big networks that fuck with each other. It's really nice to have that out there for you.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted you on the show, dude, because I think people... I think if people listen to it, they can't look at Stay Illuminated the same way anymore, because there was that part that I thought needed to be told about the people who are actually, you know what I mean, touching the T-shirts before anybody has them, and sitting there and stressing over ideas, and, you know, that putting this much importance in the product. Mm-hmm. Because you guys are obviously, it's not just about getting a brand,
no,
a
t-shirt. It's not
like,
about
you're talking it's, about like minimalistic that, stuff. Simple. That doesn't necessarily. That's not being like thirsty or asking for fame. In fact, it's almost the opposite. It's like let me try to find balance within all of this, and it's dope that people know that someone like yourself and like your entire team is running that brand, because I think that's what's important. Because at the end of the day, hopefully people buy that, not just a t-shirt. You know what I mean? They buy what it means. You know,
the fact that you know, this, all the people here that they do take ownership of the brand.
Yeah,
they take ownership of the Stay Illuminated movement, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
whatever, but it's just the brand itself, and yeah, it's
more than a brand, it's a family.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what it is.
And it stood the test of time, dude. Yeah. I remember talking to you way a couple years ago, and he was talking about this. He was like, this is what I want to do, and this is how I'm going to do it, and sure enough, here it is. Because it is, dude, I don't know, we could talk about endless brands that started at the same exact time that I don't even know what they're at.
Our brand outlasts a lot of people because
a lot.
They're.
I don't know if you guys can hear, by the way, the inside. Can you pick that up?
I think they're doing.
Are my dogs okay?
They're doing keg stands.
Are they doing keg stands?
I don't know.
Damn, what the fuck are they
doing?
You know
why? You know what?
Let's go join them.
You know why? Because the dads are outside right now. Let's jump on the sofa. Dude, thank you guys so much, man. Honestly, dude, it's an honor sitting down with people like yourselves who think the way you guys do. Like I said, I think it was very important that people understand the minds behind the brand, so that they really know. And trust me, I think everybody who has invested in the brand, after hearing this, feels good with that investment. You know what I mean? As Linowski walks in, looking like Fonzie, a young Fonzarello. Young Fonzarello. All right,
let's wrap this up.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Tell people how to get in touch with you and the brand.
I mean,
Stay Illuminated.
Stayilluminated.com.
The way it sounds.
Yeah, Stay Illuminated, yeah.
Stayilluminated.com. Guys, and for you lazy motherfuckers, because I know you guys are lazy, you can go to platformcollection.com right now. There'll be links to all their stuff and the guys who were on the show, and check out everything that Stay Illuminated does. You guys have another when's the next like release, the series, the next season for you guys? Can it come at any moment?
Any moment, yeah.
Okay, there it is. They're being very tight-lipped. They looked at each other and they gave each other the no look.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Can't give them the exclusive.
No.
You may now flush the toilet.
In the race, but none of this the last mile. Coming up soon, it's a wild life that I run through. 1, 2, knock me to the floor. Cut 2, make it something sticky for your soul. That's a gumshoe. Love to get a blessing on the track. I know you know my heart is turned black and I don't love you, so fuck you. I'm above and better off without you. About to shake it off, let it slide, fade away. People like to talk about when they grind, but that's my day to day. Say to say, I do to do, we pay to play this daily duel. I make my way to wait to wait to kick it with a couple few. Couple heavy-handed gestures, set the mood and lay the texture. I think I hit halfway. I think I'm halfway there. Hey. And I swear that I'm better than dope, better than broke, better than just thinking that the halfway point's just a joke. I'm all about sincerity, no shame in what I wrote. But I'm feeling nowadays that words get caught up in my throat, huh? It's never been this way before. I should've made a million by the age of 24, so my mama didn't ever have to work or clean the floor. And I had enough to cover for the vices I explore. The vices I deplore seem to be the reason why I've been cleared for launch and takeoff, but I've never touched the sky. Uncertain till I die if I'll ever reach my pinnacle. The biggest fear I have is that my soul becomes too cynical. Just kill it though. I'm a heathen by nature, living in danger, breathing my anger, feeling it strangle, measuring angles while they pass me by, and catch a ray of sunshine from the corner of my eye. Is this the front or the back end? Or the midpoint, you? Better yet, all the things you said you was gonna do. Is this the front or the back end? Or the midpoint, you? Better yet, all the things you said you was gonna do. I don't rest, I don't hands turn to idle breath. I don't sleep, I don't rest.
Breathe easy.
Inhale.
And just be free.
Exhale.
Brought to you by PlatformCollection.com.